WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Southeast of Nome, Alaska, searchers found the wreck of a Bering Air commuter airplane, a Cessna 208B, that had gone missing with 10 people aboard. The searchers said three bodies were seen inside the wreck. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Ben McIntyre Coble won't say if weather was a factor.
It's February in Alaska, the weather has not been fantastic.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. temporarily blocked the Trump administration plan to place 2,200 employees at the Agency for International Development on paid leave. Two federal workers associations argue Trump doesn't have the authority for his swift dismantling of that agency. The president firing Kennedy Center chair David Rubenstein and other members of the center's board. He claims they don't share his vision of the golden age in arts and culture. The president has made himself chairman. This is ABC News. Doctor's office visits for flu-like symptoms indicate the worst winter virus season in 15 years. Bird flu has driven up egg prices. Several cases detected in New York City. ABC's Brian Clark with more.
After inspectors found seven cases of bird flu at live poultry markets in New York City in the last week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced,
"We're issuing a notice and order to temporarily shut down all live bird markets in New York City, as well as in Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk counties."
The order lasts for 1 week, and all markets will require a state inspection before they're allowed to reopen. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A cautionary tale about drunken driving comes to us from New York's Long Island, where a judge sentenced Amandeep Singh to up to 25 years in prison on his confession to being drunk and high on cocaine in a wrong-way crash in 2023 that killed two 14-year-old rising tennis stars and injured two more. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC.
You and I both know that this entire week, everyone's going to be thinking about love. But what we really should be thinking about is love with our friends. No, I'm not talking about leaving the friend zone. And honestly, I can't help you with that. But what I can help with is telling you about Galentine's Day at the Children's Museum of Green Bay. That's right, it's a new WISCO 411. And on February 13th from 6 till 8 p.m., you can celebrate self-love and friendship with wine, snacks, and crafts. Pre-registration is required, so go to WGBW.FM, click events, and find out how.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.FM.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Bucks get blown out. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee gave up 70 points in the first half and 45 points in the third quarter as the San Antonio Spurs routed the Bucks 144-118. Damian Lillard had 22 points for the Bucks in the loss.
We just allowed them to be comfortable. We weren't sharp enough. We weren't focused enough from the tip. And they got going. And even though, we got some firepower offensively too, I think when you're on the road, it's harder to sustain that and count on that when you're not getting stops.
Milwaukee is back home tomorrow night to take on Memphis. College hoops, it was number 17 Wisconsin coming back to win over Northwestern 75-69 earlier today as John Tonjay scored 27 points. Tonight, number 9 Marquette takes on 25th-ranked UConn at 7 p.m. on National Marquette Day. The Brewers avoided arbitration, signing catcher William Contreras to a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. Contreras will make $6 million this year with a club option for $12 million next season. Spring training begins later this month. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severin star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with the 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon He asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing on into Saturday afternoon. Low tonight in the upper teens. High tomorrow, mid-20s. Sunday is looking mostly sunny. Highs only 15 to 20. Right now it's 22.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program on Anything Goes Weekend. Just a few news stories for you, and then I'll pick up your calls. Just causing havoc. States are trying to build EV charging networks, and for the federal government, as part of the, you know, that massive infrastructure bill that was bipartisan, by the way, Joe Biden got it through, but with Republican votes as well as Democratic votes, because frankly, much, if not most, of the money is going to red states. But it included $6 billion to build charging networks across the country, about $3.5-4 billion of that for the public highway systems, the federal highway systems, interstate highway systems, and $2.5-3 billion of that for towns, communities, counties, whatever. And this from The Washington Post. States trying to build a network of EV chargers are reeling after the Trump administration abruptly ordered a halt to a $5 billion program to build the chargers on highways nationwide. In the memo released Thursday, the Federal Highway Administration ordered states to halt the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Just 55 charging stations have built so far. The reason why is you have to go through a permitting process, approval process. You got to find the land. You got to get the, bring the electricity in. I mean, it's a complicated thing to build a charging network. The Vermont Agency of Transportation, for example, has already awarded 11 projects for 60 charging ports, but all of those now are going on hold. Congress approved this under the bipartisan bill, as I mentioned. It provided another $2.5 billion for chargers in communities and neighborhoods. So I had my numbers wrong. It's $2.5 billion for communities, $5 billion for the federal highways. And even states that have approved plans do not have the money in hand, notes the Washington Post. As part of the program, they send invoices to the federal government after meeting key milestones. Now, who's going to benefit from this? Well, let's see. Who has the largest electric vehicle charging network in the United States? Oh, yeah, that would be Tesla. And they make money on them. They sell their electricity at a whole, you know, at least a... actually, I don't know the exact markup. I'm guessing it's well over 100%, but... You know, it's they're making money selling electricity, just like, you know, gas stations make money selling gasoline. So Elon Musk wins again. Speaking of whom, he just called for the Wall Street Journal to fire one of their reporters, a woman named Catherine Long. Why? Because she's the one who uncovered the social media posts by his 25-year-old kid who said, and I quote, "Just for the record, I was racist before it was cool. You cannot pay me to marry outside of my ethnicity and normalize Indian hate." So, you know, she exposes this. This kid has to resign. And then Musk says she's a disgusting and cruel person and calls for her to be fired. And then this right-wing influencer says woke journalist Catherine Long, who doxed dodgy staffer, has ties to USAID. And Musk replies saying she should be fired immediately. This is kind of ironic given that Elon Musk positions himself as an absolutist on free speech. People should be able to say whatever they want. Apparently, as long as it's, hey, I was racist before it was cool. Speaking of fired immediately, Donald Trump also called for that this morning. I'm telling you, they're coming after the press. I don't know how long it's going to be before they come after me. But here it is. Eugene Robinson was on Morning Joe, and they brought up the topic of USAID, and Eugene Robinson was talking about all the good that USAID does around the world and how it strengthens America's position around the world and how it infuriates Vladimir Putin and President Xi of China. As I mentioned earlier, China has spent over $1 trillion competing with USAID, and USAID has an annual budget of around $35 billion. So we're getting incredible bang for our buck. And China is paying a fortune to compete with us. Well, they don't have to worry about competing with us anymore. They're going to start picking up these countries that have been dependent on U.S. aid and bringing them into their sphere of influence. But anyhow, Trump immediately, when he sees this program with Eugene Robinson on Morning Joe, he goes to his Truth Social platform and says, so sad. He says, Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post is incompetent. So sad to see him trying to justify the waste, fraud, and corruption at USAID with the pathetic radical left spin. He should be fired immediately! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Yeah, right. We're all in favor of a free press here, aren't we? Apparently not. Meanwhile, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor yesterday doubled down on her opposition to this presidential immunity thing. She said, if we as a court could go much further ahead of the American people, our legitimacy is going to be questioned. I think the immunity case is one of those situations, she said. I don't think Americans have accepted that anyone should be above the law in America. Our equality as people was the foundation of our society and our Constitution. I think my court, the Supreme Court, would probably gather more public support if it went a little more slowly in undoing precedent. It's incredible. She goes on, she says, our Constitution itself has provisions not exempting the president from criminal activity after an impeachment. So I had a hard time with the immunity case, and if we continue going in directions the public is going to find hard to understand, we're placing the court at risk. Gee, do you think? Right wingers. And finally, this is in Arizona. Republican legislators in Arizona are pushing a piece of legislation that would let their county clerks refuse to certify elections for basically any reason. The bill, it's House Bill 440 in Arizona, says that it would, quote, allow supervisors to avoid legal liability for balking at certification if they have any documentation or other evidence that suggests potential irregularities or errors in the election process, including not just official reports, but also sworn affidavits and expert testimony. So in theory, any old random person could simply submit a sworn statement saying, I believe there's fraud, and the county clerk could say, I'm not going to certify this election, and that throws the entire state's results into the crapper, particularly if it's a county clerk in a blue county. I mean, you know, we know how that's going to work, right? Oh, my. Okay, well, it's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind today? John in North Chelmsford, Massachusetts. Hey, John, thanks for listening to WCAP. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, you got North Chelmsford right.
Yeah. I think I've been there.
Let's see. Just a couple of things. I'm really ripping about what they're doing with NOAA, with the weather stuff, because a lot of MAGA people live along the coasts. They live in Twister Country and all that. When those sirens go off, you know something bad's coming.
Yep.
And if that's eliminated, you know, what are they going to do?
Well, their theory is that if they kill off NOAA, then private companies, you know, AccuWeather and weather.com and whatnot will step up and fill in. But I don't think they have the resources to really do the job right. And this, you know, the weather is something that should be part of the commons. It should be something, you know, understanding the weather, knowing what's going on. But apparently NOAA was also, you know, tracking climate change. God forbid. So here we are.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. God forbid on that. And then another thing, the FCC, on the ham bands, there's a couple, I call them garbage frequencies. And all they're doing is these MAGA people screaming and yelling, and the FCC seems like unable to stop them. And, you know, but if, you know, you or I were to say something, whoa. You
what do you mean? You mean ham operators who are just talking politics, which is considered bad form but is not illegal, or are you talking about people running pirate stations?
They don't give call letters.
I heard there was one at 7.2 megahertz on the 40-meter band.
That's the one.
Huh.
That's the one. And it's like 24-7, you know, swearing, screaming, yelling.
Do you know where that station is located?
There's a whole bunch of them. They're nationwide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
These people may not even have amateur radio licenses, John.
I would hope that they don't, but at the same time, you know, the FCC spends its, and I know it's because of money, they spend their time going after FM pirate stations.
Yeah.
Because that's where the big money, I guess, is. But,
well, that's where,
you know,
that's
just,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that other people can get away with this crap, and I just don't know. I'm just disgusted with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, I get it. Are you a ham, John?
Oh, yeah.
What bands do you work?
Oh, geez, I know, 40, 20, 10, yeah. Wherever I can hear somebody.
Me too. All right, although
I know.
My solar array has kind of screwed up my reception right now, so I got to figure out what to do about that. But John, thanks for the call. Hey, it's good talking to you.
Okay.
73.
Okay, 73.
Yep. See you later. 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
All right, back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Yeah, see, that's okay. So you stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business, no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM.
They twist the truth and bend the rules, while they laugh at the rest of us fools. What do you call a class so bold, with hearts of stone and hands of gold? They've got a name that fits the pitch. Let's call them all the morbidly rich. The
past the hour. Welcome back. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hey, something that's, an earlier caller said about the NOAA and the Sharpie map, hurricane map.
Right.
That's my speculation, and I think it's reasonable.
Oh, you think Trump is going after NOAA, or Musk is going after NOAA because Trump's pissed off about their contradicting him on that hurricane?
Well, Yeah, but here's why he did what he did, I think. The word Alabama is a reasonable autocorrect substitution for the word Bahamas. A lot of consonants and A's in common there.
Sure.
A's, I think, B's, he meant to type Bahamas, tweet Bahamas. It came out Alabama, and his malignant narcissism wouldn't let him admit that, so he altered the weather map. And because of that autocorrect error, we're now going to lose NOAA.
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, it hadn't occurred to me. But, yeah, interesting theory, CJ. Thanks for calling and sharing that with us. That's fascinating.
Okay.
Yeah, good talking to you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, well, we can go back to the old days and just call them the dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking rich.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree. Although anyway, I like morbidly rich. I mean, you know, morbidly in medicine means, associated with death. Or disability, and I think that's true.
Anyway, it's Jobs Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right.
And Joe Biden made it through this far, still beating Reagan, Bush, and Trump. And as I was looking at the numbers, after Trump became president, somebody went in there and started fixing Trump's bad numbers, because he had lost about 300,000 jobs in December, his last full month.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's down to under 200,000.
Well, they're constantly correcting those numbers, Larry.
Yeah, but that happened just in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, really? Rather than 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, wow. 2 years ago, they knocked it down from over 300,000 to 200,000. I said, okay, they make revisions. But just in the last couple of weeks, they knocked another 100,000 off.
Huh. Amazing.
And so we have this situation where Joe Biden, the greatest first-term president of all time when it comes to jobs, he's the only guy that didn't get a second term. He's also the only guy who didn't get a recession and didn't get a second term after he kept the economy going strong.
Yeah.
So we have this situation where, as I told you a couple of weeks ago, I was going to go to the FBI and tell them that they're not just in our records. Somebody is manipulating the Dow. I still see that that's happening. And I'm planning on going to the FBI office in L.A., and I'm going to write a report and put it in their hands, even though this is Donald Trump's FBI right now. I'm not done with them. I'm not afraid of them. I'm still going after them.
So do you think it's just a bunch of billionaires who are manipulating the Dow by buying and selling in ways that work to their benefit?
Actually, I think it's Jerome Powell.
Yeah.
It may be some of the billionaires are in with him doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you talk about how much tax cuts that the billionaires get, you should always try to include the fact that they also got billions and trillions of dollars from Powell in quantitative easing.
Right.
And we need to let the American people know that was actually deficit spending. It just wasn't done by Trump.
It wasn't done by the Treasury. It was done by the Fed.
Yeah. And then when Biden became president, again, they took $200 billion out of the stock market for Biden.
Right.
Actually, $2 trillion out of the stock market for Biden.
Yeah.
So it's just a totally unfair situation that we're living in right now. And they're cooking the books on everything. And I think they're so happy they got AI.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. Larry, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's always good to hear from you. Appreciate it. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with you, folks.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Southeast of Nome, Alaska, searchers found the wreck of a Bering Air commuter airplane, a Cessna 208B, that had gone missing with 10 people aboard. The searchers said three bodies were seen inside the wreck. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Ben McIntyre Coble won't say if weather was a factor.
It's February in Alaska, the weather has not been fantastic.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. temporarily blocked the Trump administration plan to place 2,200 employees at the Agency for International Development on paid leave. Two federal workers associations argue Trump doesn't have the authority for his swift dismantling of that agency. The president firing Kennedy Center chair David Rubenstein and other members of the center's board. He claims they don't share his vision of the golden age in arts and culture. The president has made himself chairman. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks get blown out. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee gave up 70 points in the first half and 45 points in the third quarter as the San Antonio Spurs routed the Bucks 144-118. Damian Lillard had 22 points for the Bucks in the loss.
We just allowed them to be comfortable. We weren't sharp enough. We weren't focused enough from the tip. And they got going, and even though, you know, we got some firepower offensively too, I think when you're on the road, it's harder to sustain that and count on that when you're not getting stops.
Milwaukee is back home tomorrow night to take on Memphis. College hoops, it was number 17 Wisconsin coming back to win over Northwestern 75-69 earlier today as John Tonjay scored 27 points. Tonight, number 9 Marquette takes on 25th-ranked UConn at 7 p.m. on National Marquette Day. The Brewers avoided arbitration, signing catcher William Contreras to a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. Contreras will make $6 million this year with a club option for $12 million next season. Spring training begins later this month. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing on into Saturday afternoon. Low tonight in the upper teens. High tomorrow, mid-20s. Sunday is looking mostly sunny. Highs only 15 to 20. It's 24 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us. FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511. Be sure to include two N's at the end. And become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or send Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
They touch the sky, big oil, CEOs, the profits swell. While Earth descends into a fiery hell, their hands hold fortunes, their hearts hold lies, ignoring the flux, the smoke-filled skies. They knew the risks, they knew the score, yet chose the profits and waged this war. The climate killer CEOs, with every deal the damage grows. They poison seas, they scorch the land, and left destruction in their hands. Was clear, they turned away, and now the world begins to pain. They heard the warnings.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Suzanne in Dublin, Ohio. Hey, Suzanne, what's up?
I hate to break the topics, but I love the economics and politics, but I want to share this one fact. Mm-hmm. That will help. It'll be a healthier option and alleviate the anxiety over the price of eggs. And that is, a good substitute for eggs is 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed into 3 tablespoons of warm water. And you can use it in cakes, pancakes, whatever. If you want, if you're hungry for a scrambled egg, you can do tofu vegetable scrambles. So. Just wanted to share that.
Yeah, the flax seeds have a compound in them that is kind of gelatinous, and so it holds things together the way eggs do when you're baking. And Louise has been making scrambled tofu forever. I mean, we've been vegetarians for 50 years.
Wonderful.
And she puts turmeric and miso, or soy sauce rather. Not soy. What's it called? There's a gluten-free
tamari.
Version. Tamari. Thank you. Yeah, she puts turmeric, which colors it, turns it yellow, and tamari in it, and sometimes she'll throw in other spices. You know, a little bit of dill or something like that. It's just delicious. Yeah, just so delicious.
So I don't care if eggs go up to $50 a dozen. You know, and you learn that little trick, and you don't ever care about buying eggs again. Plus, it's healthier.
Yeah,
much
plus
healthier.
It keeps your cholesterol down. So yeah, I'm with you, Susan. Suzanne, excuse me.
Okay, thank you.
Back
to your other topics that are more interesting.
No, that's good stuff, too. And it's Anything Goes Weekend. It's Anything Goes Friday. So, you know, whatever you want to bring up is fine with me. Suzanne, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bob in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Bob. Been a while since I've been
Tom,
in Burlington.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Used to spend a lot of time there. How's everything?
Yes. I used to get on the phone with Louise and invite you back, and just never happened, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, bringing up a dead horse on Anything Goes Friday. I noticed that with Trump doing all the tariff stuff, a lot of the talk show hosts were, distracted, I think, by that and not paying attention to the stuff that he was doing that now most of them are talking about. Oh, it's unconstitutional. And I want to take a next step back because we've been getting a lot of stuff in the House anyway, on Article 5. And it's sort of like the argument for the second step here, that it's unconstitutional for what they're doing. Article 5, if that comes to fruition, and it's...
This is the very unconstitutional convention article?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Convention of States. You know, they're now putting out more. In my legislative mail the other day, I got a letter from them, and I suspect it went probably to every legislator in the country, that, you know, this is our agenda. This is, they're getting emboldened because, you know, Trump is pushing things so hard, and it looks like a ripe time. But we even now have a bill in front of the legislature that is advocating that Vermont, of all places, signs on to this nonsense. I understand that Maine passed a resolution that it requires a two-thirds majority to actually do that approval, and right. we might go that way also. But this is still alive and kicking, and it'll be the end of things as we know it, I think, on all levels of able to fight back.
They want to rewrite the Constitution to officially turn America into an oligarchy rather than simply do it by essentially fiat. And you can read all about it over at their website. It's conventionofstates.com, as I recall.
Yes. And even now, I mean, you know, I'm a Democrat in a state that most of the Republicans wouldn't be allowed in the Democratic Party in the rest of the country. You know, it's just like, hey, here you go. This is our agenda. This is what we'd like to do.
Yep.
And it's cloaked so much in the return power to the states thing, which is, you know, basically reintroducing so much of the bad stuff. That,
well, it's like, let's take us back to the Articles of Confederation.
People. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think if you really want to jump off the edge of the cliff, moving all the auto production down to the South and all that deindustrialization of the North, the next time the Civil War comes along, who knows?
Yeah, I get it. Bob, thank you. Thank you for the call. It is a very important issue. Sarah in San Rafael, California. Hey, Sarah, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Prof. Basically, there's enough darkness going around for everybody, but I'm a little subset over here, below the immigrants and the anatomically corrected population. And I was just really appalled last night. One of my friends went on to Amazon because they have a pharmacy, and we're all trying to stock up on our meds before he clamps down on that. And in the application for the pharmacy on Amazon, they, you know, when you choose your gender, they had this line that said, "What is your gender at birth?" Mm. I mean, whatever happened to HIPAA? You know, I know Musk now has all our social security numbers, so it's very easy to identify us. And then there was talk about cutting out social security to us and, you know, passports, not being able to get them. Mine's in process, so I hope it goes through. But it's just like, this is really, it's not even just Nazi Germany. It's like Chinese Nazi Germany. It's just crazy.
I think HIPAA applies to pharmacies as well as to doctor's offices. I think your information is still protected.
But why should you have to tell that? What's your gender at birth? I mean, you know, if you've got everything else,
why do they care? You know?
Yeah, right. You go to a pharmacy, they don't care.
Right, right. Yeah, that is a very good question. I have no idea. You'd have to ask Amazon. But, you know, I've never had CVS ask me that, for example. I mean, I just take a prescription in and they say, okay, here you go. And if I had a local pharmacy, I'd do it. But, you know, we don't. So.
Right. And the thing is like, you know, I mean, Bezos kissed the Don's hand. So, I mean, that's the way I see it. He's just getting ready for to go along with their Trump plan. So
yeah, it may well like be birth. It may well be true. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, none of us have privacy anymore. I mean, this is just like the forefront, the tip of it, because I could just see this spreading.
Yeah.
Know, insurance companies, again, all that sort of stuff. They're not going to take you to any kind of health issues or any. You know,
no, I'm with you. I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of Big Brother in America. Yeah. Yeah. Sarah, thank you. Thanks for the information. I did not know. Donna in Alto, Michigan. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Hi, this is a childless cat lady.
Okay.
I still have my yard signs out. That's how I am stubborn.
Yeah. Good.
Plus, I was,
I said good.
I was wondering, you keep saying, where are the Democrats as far as trying to stop Trump from doing what he's doing? And I'm thinking to myself, the first thing that always pops in my head is like, where were the voters? Mm. I mean, where were they? I know we are the majority. I know that. And if you don't know what Trump is doing and Elon, you have to, or what I really want to point out is the different characteristics from a Republican and a Democrat. And it's just so easy And if you don't know which party represents what, you have to be living under a rock in a cave on Mars to not know that, you know?
I agree.
Plus, I have a nice slogan for the Democrats when the next election comes up. Flip for blue.
Flip for blue?
I don't know. Flip for blue.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought that would be excellent.
Yeah, let's flip America blue. I'm with you, Donna. Thank you very much. That was great. And thanks for watching Free Speech TV. We'll be right back. It's, in a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour. And I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman program. Back with your calls in just a moment.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I was tangled in the headlines, caught up in the noise. The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Jim in Sharon, Wisconsin. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. My wife, Jill, and I watch and listen to you fervently every day.
Well, thank you.
My question is, we have a moderate-sized non-for-profit animal sanctuary, and we have all our funds currently at the bank. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't want to transfer all our funds to the local credit union.
Well, I think
my question.
Go ahead, finish.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's probably a good idea, but I'm just wondering what's to prevent them from going after funds in your credit union.
I don't think anybody is coming after our funds. I mean, you know, yes, Elon Musk now has all of our bank information if we get any direct deposit payments from the federal government, you know, like Social Security checks or things like that. But but I don't think he's going to use it that way. I think that would be crazy. I think that would be counterproductive for him. There are certain limits that public opinion is going to put on him. Generally speaking, though, I think we all should be moving out of banks and into credit unions, because credit unions are just, you know, typically they're nonprofit. Once you make deposits there, once you become a depositor, even if it's just a checkbook account, you become a member of the credit union, and you can show up at their board meetings, you can vote, you can run for office. You have a say in how it's run. They typically offer better services at lower costs because there's no CEO making, $5 million a year at the top,
That's great.
So, yeah, I'm all in favor of credit unions. They have the same protections that banks do. It's a different agency, but it's still that $250,000 protection. So, but I wouldn't do it in a panic, Jim. I would just do it because it's the right thing to do.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Sure enough, Jim.
You have
good
a
luck.
Great day.
Yeah, and good luck on your animal rescue or your that's just marvelous what you're doing. I salute you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Wouldn't want to do anything else.
I get it. I totally get it. We have four cats and two dogs. I mean, we're kind of moving in that direction. Jim, thanks for the call. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for squeezing me in. I just wanted to follow up. I think Greg Palast was on a couple weeks ago with you, with Trump Lost, Voter Suppression Won. I haven't seen that picked up much by the corporate media.
No.
And I haven't seen the Democrats do much with it. Now, I recognize they're dealing with a blizzard of evil things from Voldemort. But, when they're resisting, they can always say, oh, by the way, Trump is not really legitimate. He was elected on the basis of voter suppression and voter subversion.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that the mainstream media doesn't want to touch the story. I'm disappointed
but I'm not surprised. And but it is starting to get around.
I've seen it on other places on YouTube, but
yeah. So just share it as far and wide as you can. Greg has now put it up over on his own website, gregpalace.com. It was on my website. It is on my website, HartmanReport.com, from about 2 weeks ago. It's the daily take from
I caught it there. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, Friday, and we also have a post on YouTube too. So, and post it everywhere you can. John, thanks for the call. John in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, this is John, sometimes unknown as Johnny C-Note, just for a little bit of information here. But I was watching on YouTube, I watch a lot of YouTube, and I was watching one about why they want to take over Greenland.
Oh, it's very rich in minerals. And
right,
there's oil offshore, apparently, too.
Where are the minerals are under the ice?
Well, a lot of them aren't because of global warming.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. But that means that the White House that wants to deny all this about global warming is actually yes. aware of it and acting as if it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it is happening.
They contradict themselves that way.
Yeah, it is happening. The icebergs or the ice sheet that covers Greenland is millions of gallons a minute, actually.
Plus, they're also hoping that it's going to open up the Northern Passage and eventually allow them to cross the North Pole. Submarine.
Yeah, that's where the kind of the great powers aspect of this comes in, and because as the North Pole opens up, and it's already largely open. I mean, we're starting to see shipping through that region. As that gets more and more open, then the northern coast of Greenland is going to become a major strategic choke point for commerce around the world. And both the United States and Russia would like to control it. And
the other thing is when you have some of these representatives who have swallowed the Kool-Aid, no offense to people that drink Kool-Aid, and they are, whenever they talk about global warming, it's a myth and doesn't happen.
They remind them. John, thank you for the call. Sorry, I'm out of time. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben's Michael, and Mark Thoman. Let's remember Mark. All the people who work on this program, and get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Lots to do this weekend. So look for opportunities. I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump exacting more of the retribution he promised when he was running for office, this time targeting his predecessor.
Trump posting on social media that he is revoking the security clearance of former President Joe Biden, saying that he will no longer receive intelligence briefings, cutting off any access to classified information. In that statement, he says that the former president cannot be trusted.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Biden did the same thing to Trump 4 years ago. A federal judge is pausing the administration bid to dismantle the Agency for International Development. Two associations representing federal workers say Trump doesn't have the authority to do this so quickly. A federal jury in Los Angeles convicted County Sheriff's Deputy Trevor James Kirk in the incident in 2023 in which he was recorded violently tackling and pepper spraying a woman who was recording the arrest of a man nearby. This is ABC News.